I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for short-term fun, a serious dater,
hey,
non-monogamy,
sure,
long-term partner? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and Tinder is updating its categories, the explore pages, so you can find people that have similar relationship goals. And for my friends that are on those dating apps in the dating world, they talk about how everybody on there just wants to hook up and they're all lying. They're all lying. They say, oh, yeah, I want a relationship, but they're really not. This, I mean, they could still lie, I suppose, puts them in a category where they can actually say, like, what's up? Some people are looking for short-term fun. I've got a friend going through a divorce that's like,
you don't want to be tied down again, right?
I just want some short-term fun.
Let's go.
That's the clean radio way of saying what she's looking for.
Bow chicka wow wow.
And good for her. Short-term fun, go have some fun. And now you can get that out in the open. But then I was talking with a friend, and I'm keeping their names private because I just don't want... They got their own situations going on, situationships and such.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was saying that Hinge is where they need to be. And I said, what is Hinge?
Sounds like Tinder, but it's Hinge.
I've never heard of this.
What is that?
And she said Hinge, you find more quality partners, people that are actually looking for a relationship more so on Hinge than Tinder, where Tinder is really just the hookup app.
And not the short-term fun.
Yes, but now that Tinder's got different categories, perhaps you will find more of that on there. For Radar and I, we're not on the dating apps. We want to be enlightened, but also this can help other people that are maybe thinking, I want to get on the apps. Where do you start? If you're thinking that, if you're one of those people, what is the best app to be on? Where can you really find somebody? Is it Hinge? Is it Tinder? Do you think these categories make a difference?
What is the farmer's one?
Farmer's dog.
Farmer. No, not the farmer's dog. That's what my dog gets.
That's the dog food.
No, isn't there a...
Farmer's wife?
Isn't there a farmer's...
Farmersonly.com.
Farmers only. That's it.
You
See?
Don't have...
Look at me. I'm married. I don't even know, but I hear about this stuff.
You don't have to be lonely with farmersonly.com.
That's
probably what started the idea for that reality show.
Farmer wants a wife?
Wasn't there a girl, local girl, that made it far
was
on
it
that show?
Claire? Chloe?
They're not together anymore.
The Racine County area?
Not together anymore. Well. Probably because they didn't have the right categories set up.
Probably because
maybe somebody wanted short-term fun and the other person wanted serious dater, long-term partner. So enlighten us. If you're on these dating apps, I have a ton of questions.
Or which one's better?
I'm always asking my friends. I'm like, well, are you swiping right or left? What are you looking for? How do you know if these pictures are real or not? What's going on? But there are people that do find love on the apps, find their partner.
Sure.
It's possible.
Absolutely.
What has your experience been? You could text, which is anonymous. You can call and say you want to be anonymous. 414-432-1099. It's Hinge versus Tinder. Who wins in the end?
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you on the dating apps? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Tinder just announced that they are changing their explore page. So if you want short-term fun or a long-term partner, you can now be very specific.
It's like buying a car. What are you looking for?
What
today?
Are you looking for? Hey, what size are you looking for?
Hey, right.
How many people do you want to take for a ride in that car?
Up, down, left, right. How long
Stick
do you want to
shift.
Go?
Automatic.
How long do you want to go on this trip? Hello.
Okay, we've got Anonymous here.
How much gas you want in the car? Okay, sorry about that.
No, yeah, how much gas does the car use? Okay, we've got Anonymous here on the air with us, and you can give us some perspective because you said you're on Hinge and Match. Which one is better? What are the best sites? What's your experience been?
I actually like Hinge better than Match because I feel like it's matched me with better people. And it actually verifies your face, so you can't hide and find a different profile.
Oh.
And
you got to be honest. So that car has rust on it. It's going to show the rust instead of...
You are killing me.
So you can choose to be verified, and it will scan your face just like the Apple Face ID does to make sure that you're the person you say you are.
Really? So you actually look at the phone just like you want to unlock your phone, and boom, it'll kind of recognize you that way.
Yes, and it gives you a little star that you've been verified.
That's incredible.
So, Anonymous, is Tinder, though, is it still just a hookup app, even though they're changing these categories?
I know I met two guys that met their like partners on Tinder, so it's just a matter of what you're looking for and how to weed them out.
Wait, how do you pick who you spend Valentine's Day with?
Well, one will be out of town, so...
Okay, well, whoever's in town is the lucky one.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited to see
who's
the best.
You sound excited.
Yeah,
I can tell.
She's
there's some good stuff brewing.
All right, so ring an endorsement for Hinge. We're seeing comments here that say Hinge is way better than Tinder because of the caliber of people that you get.
Thanks, Anonymous, for joining the show.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. Hey, Lynette and Racine.
Lynette and Racine, that's your nickname, even though it's your real name.
Well, she said it. She said not being anonymous. Okay, Lynette and Racine, what's your experience with these dating apps? Which one's the best?
You guys are too funny because I just joined a dating site on Sunday.
Which one?
It's called Our Time. So I'm 50, and I've never done an actual dating site before. It's intimidating.
I bet it is intimidating, but I think it's amazing that you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Our Time, I just went to look this up. It's online dating site for men and women over 50. Because then you could kind of narrow down a little bit more of what you're looking for.
Is that why you picked that one, Lynette? Because it's for those over 50?
Yeah, because I'm not looking to play games.
You're not looking for that short-term fun?
I am not looking. I can have some fun, but I'm not looking. I'm 50.
You have a little bit of fun.
Well, let me...
I want a companion and a partner in life.
Good.
Good for you, Lynette. And my friend Anna, who was also in her late 50s after being in a very long marriage, four kids, was looking for love. She said her best piece of advice is to talk to as many people as you can. Because what ended up happening was there was a guy that she connected with. But lived in Indiana. She's in Chicago. She's like, well, distance isn't going to happen. But they stayed friends. He gave her dating advice. She gave him dating advice. Yep. Fast forward to 5 years later, they are married now to each other.
Look at that, Lynette. What do you think of that?
They ruled it out as being possible because of the distance. But then after a while, it happened. The kids all are off in college and they were able to commit to one another. Yeah.
Lynette, you said you just joined... You said you just joined recently. Have you met anyone? You've been talking to people? Is it successful?
No. Well, I mean, I've gotten messages and likes and all that good stuff, and I'm having a hard time replying because I'm not sure what to say. So I'll get there and I will reply, but it's
I work a lot as well. So I'm gone like 11, 12 hours a day. So trying to fit that in too doesn't make it easy. But it's intimidating. I get a lot of, it's funny because I'm a non-smoker and I put that as one of my prefers. And they'll say never smoked, but there's a picture of them with a cigar.
Go figure. Come on now. Be careful, Lynette and Racine. Now, we also have Laundry Shop Linda, who has said in the past, there's a lot of pee in the pond, so you want to be able to weed that out, too.
Oh, no. My husband passed in 2020, and I met him when he was in England. And so I've done the long distance thing.
You've done real long distance.
I've done very long distance, and we would have been married 19 years this year, so...
Oh, sorry to hear about
Lynette.
It's hard.
Well, it is hard. And people that are hearing you talk about this, I just want you to know they're thinking of you, they're rooting for you, but also you are inspiring someone else to put themselves out there. And you never know. Maybe it's a guy in the area listening to the show thinking, okay, I'm going to go on a dating app. Like, you never know what energy you're putting out there.
Maybe we need to have a mixer, and then maybe you could meet somebody.
I've been saying that.
That's what Elizabeth is all about.
I'm telling you. All right, well, Lynette, we'll let you go. Will you keep us posted on what's going on?
Of course, absolutely.
Anything you want to share, any advice you need? Like, you know you can always throw it out there to the Mix family. You're part of the Mix family.
Absolutely. You guys have a wonderful day.